The Cleveland Museum of Art is offering a look at the priceless art treasures of Indian emperors, plus a chance to feast like one. We have the story in this week's Quick Bite. The special exhibition, Art and Stories from Mughal India, is free to the public in celebration of the Cleveland Museum of Art's centennial year. The Mughals governed India for 300 years from the 1500s until British colonial rule. Curator Sonia Ree Quintanilla says they were fabulously wealthy.
The English word mogul, like movie mogul, is the same as this word for the Mughal Empire.
They were a cultured lot, putting a high value on art, literature, and architecture. A mogul built the Taj Mahal. Chef Doug Katz says they were foodies, too.
Eating was, you know, it was a huge part of the day. It was a huge part of the life experience and the aromas, the blending of spices. There was so much, I think, that was integral to their day.
Katz designed a special menu at Provenance, the museum's restaurant, to accompany the exhibition of 100 Mughal paintings. Curator Quintanilla surrounds the colorful tableau with Mughal costumes, jewelry, and textiles, including the long, elaborate carpet on the floor of the exhibition's first gallery.
It's on a carpet like this, with glorious bolsters and a spread of wine and fruits, that you would actually bring these books and albums out to appreciate them and linger over them.
Putting on a lavish spread for museum visitors was fun for Chef Katz.
I'm so interested in Indian cuisine anyway.
As it happens, his favorite kind is from the region the Mughals came from.
I have a great friend who's from northern India as well, who's cooked with me in Cleveland over the years, and we traveled through India together.
In Provenance's kitchen, he'll show us how to cook for a mogul. One course on the fixed-price menu is a tandoori lamb rack served with curried eggplant.
We're making baigan bharta, which uses some garam masala, some turmeric. I love eggplant, and we actually get local eggplant here from a place called Veggie Valley. So we can incorporate some of our local ingredients with the spices that you would traditionally see in Indian cuisine.
There are many in the garam masala spice blend.
There's cinnamon, there's clove, there's turmeric, there's coriander, there's fennel, fenugreek is another. So many different flavors that come together, and you taste them individually.
But you have to toast and grind the spices first. He uses a heavy-bottomed pan.
You want it to be nice and sturdy, nice and heavy? You know, if you see what I'm doing here, I'm just moving the pan around. But you just want to make sure that you don't get the pan too hot. And so once in a while, you take it off the heat. And then once you cool this, and you would grind them, it really, you know, opens up that flavor even more.
Next, he picks up another heavy pot for the curry.
We start with ghee, and ghee is clarified butter. You remove the milk solids, and then you're able to cook much longer, much like an oil. This is traditional in northern Indian cooking, and it adds an amazing flavor.
Into the ghee goes finely diced onion.
And you can hear that sizzling. When you cook it enough, it's going to smell sweet. And that's when I know that it's time to add the next ingredient.
Minced garlic, then ginger.
I'm going to season that with a little bit of salt. The reason I add the salt is it pulls moisture out of the onion and the garlic and the ginger to incorporate into the overall flavor. It'll add a nice depth of flavor, a nice acidity.
Kosher salt?
Kosher salt, I just like a nice coarse grain.
Next into the pot go serrano peppers, with the seeds removed.
Seeds are where all the spice is, that's where all the heat is. So you can still get that great flavor from the pepper and remove the seeds just to make it a little bit milder.
He gives all that a stir before adding the garam masala spice blend, some turmeric, diced cilantro stems, a little more salt, and finally the eggplant.
Just to add a little bit more flavor to it, we dice it, we peel it and dice it, and then we take a little bit of water and salt, and we submerge the eggplant in the water and salt. It takes the bitterness out of the eggplant, and then we drain it. And I'm looking to coat that spice onto this eggplant.
Dessert on the fixed price menu is saffron and green cardamom kulfi, a North Indian take on ice cream.
Condensed milk and evaporated milk and cream blended and frozen, and that condensed milk, the texture really makes it a light, caramely dessert.
A final treat to cap off a visit with the art of the Mughals. And that's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.